Proclamation number 5583 of 21st of January, 1953. Living connection, receiving the divine word. The living connection with me is crowned by the transmission of my word. The human being is proof of my presence, which would now also make him happy and rapture him beyond earth if I let him become aware of the great grace which is bestowed upon him through this living connection with me. But for his own sake he will not be struck by the exceedingly radiant light in all its strength, for then the soul would no longer be able to dwell on earth if it had consciously looked into the spiritual kingdom. And every transmission of my word is a vision into the spiritual kingdom, which the soul certainly experiences but cannot convey to the human intellect what it has seen. The human being still has to dwell in earthly spheres, and therefore the light only illuminates him to the extent that he can bear it in order not to become unfit for earthly life. Yet the soul's advantage is incomprehensible to you, and it can no longer be taken from it what it was once allowed to receive, what it was offered by my love. To receive the living word, to be addressed by the Father from eternity, to have thus experienced his presence in a demonstrable way is something so powerful that it would overwhelm you humans if you had full understanding for it, if you were touched by my ray of love in all its strength. Moreover, I demand your complete devotion of free will. But this would no longer be free if you were once to enjoy the bliss of union with me. Then you would be completely subject to me for the sake of this bliss, then you would already be blessed spirits on earth. And yet not yet so perfect as to be able to be accepted into the kingdom of light, because the will shall submit itself to me without any compulsion, because you still have to struggle on earth, and your devotion to me shall also be an overcoming of your faults and weaknesses, of your earthly and bodily desires, so that your soul will always become more and more purified and thereby enabled to endure the bliss of my nearness. What you are to do on earth for me and my kingdom has to be entirely your free will, and this will be stimulated to its own activity as long as you feel weak, as long as you still feel your distance from me. And I will truly reward you for this free will with utmost bliss, yet only when you discard the earthly body and start your work for me and my kingdom as blissful spirits. Then you will feel the strength of my word, the bliss of my emanation of love as heavenly bliss, and then you will also recognize what an inconceivable gift of grace you possessed on earth and thank me eternally for the evidence of my love which helped you to attain perfection. Amen.